Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. Look, I know a lot of you are in situations where you have a lot of work to do and things were not good because the storm was really, really mean to you. You know, I feel for all of you, and we all here at WWL feel for all of you. But you're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. But it is Friday. The weather's great. It's going to be a nice week. Get a little warm, but, you know, less humid. I woke up early this morning, and I was out on my balcony, and there was a nice breeze, and it was just spectacular. So we've got a lot to talk about. It's Free for All Friday. Right now, reach over there and crank it up, because this is what you have been working for. It is Friday the 13th, a day that many people consider very, very unlucky. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us this afternoon. We have a lot to talk about, and for the first time in a long time, we're going to talk a little bit about politics, but I want to keep it on the fun side. I want to talk about some of the fun stuff. Now, not everybody's going to think it's fun, but, you know, we're going to present it in kind of a fun way. We're not going to get deep into the debate until Monday, and here's why. I don't want to break this mood of togetherness that we have right now. You know, I was on the air during the day, in the middle of the night, back on during the day, like all of us. We were doing, you know, double shifts to keep us on 24 hours. And, you know, there were a few exceptions where people tried to turn something into politics, but most of it was just kind of fun. For example, somebody said something about Hurricane Francine, that New Orleans dodged a bullet. And somebody said, is that a reference to Trump? And I thought, okay, well, that's kind of funny. But no, that was not a reference to Trump. We really did dodge a bullet. There were a few comments on my Facebook page. I did a tour of the station. It was kind of behind the scenes here at WWL with the dorm room that was set up and the food that was set up. And I talked to a couple of people around. Dan Barron, our new market manager. This was his first hurricane. He talks a little bit about that on the video. But I went around the station, caught Diane Newman trying to fix something around the coffee machine. She's always trying to fix something or clean something. I mean, it's great. But it was so great to have top management here supporting all of us. And what I do on the air represents the work of a lot of people, especially when it comes to something like hurricane coverage. And there were just a lot of people to thank, and I went into the newsroom. And so you can see some of the faces behind the voices, and that's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And if you haven't joined us yet, I hope you will. And you can comment on what we comment on or what I post. But don't be afraid to comment on some of the comments, because some of the comments, particularly when it comes to politics, are from just people who don't care about the right information. And they're so blindly misinformed, and their bias renders them incompetent to see the truth. So I want to invite you to comment on those comments, because that's when it gets to be fun. And man, don't be afraid to stand your ground when it comes to that. So anyway, just join us. It's Scoot on the Air of Facebook. So a lot to get to this afternoon. We will talk, as I say, a little bit about politics, but I don't really want to get into the debate until Monday, because what we're going to talk about with politics today, I consider to be kind of fun. Like, there's kind of a cat fight going on now between this extreme right-wing radical conspiracy theorist and Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's the thing about, like, eating cats and eating geese. And there's some, like I say, there's some kind of fun stuff to deal with. I mean, it's not fun. It's not funny. But, man, when you think about all of the stuff that we're talking about during this campaign, some of it you got to look at is kind of funny. So anyway, that's going to be the tone of the show today. And it's Free for All Friday. And if you want to talk about anything that has bothered you, anything that is still bothering you concerning the storm, I know it's frustrating, but I heard during the news with Chris Miller that Energy says that everybody should have their power back in a couple of days. I hope that's really a couple of days, maybe not a few days, but a couple of days. The Saints game is Sunday. LSU plays tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against the South Carolina Gamecocks. You know, that's going to be a tough game for LSU, and we're going to talk about that this afternoon. We're going to talk about the Saints and the Cowboys and how the disruption in the Saints' schedule might actually be the best thing that's happened to the Saints in their game against the Cowboys. It might give them added inspiration, added passion, added emotion to go up there and just get this win. And I had a great conversation in the early morning hours with Mike Dettillier about that. And I think Mike's right about the emotional aspect of the game. And the Saints can use all they can get against the Cowboys. And then last night on Thursday Night Football, if you were watching, you saw it, I saw it. I've had a hard time watching the replays today. The Dolphins were in Miami playing the Bills were in Miami playing the Dolphins. The Bills won the game, but the Dolphins quarterback, Tua, hit his head again. I mean, he put his head down. He didn't slide, and I give him credit for this, but he put his head down, and man, his head and neck were just like totally jammed by the defender. He walked off the field on his own, which was miraculous after that hit, but another concussion, and a lot of people are telling him to get out of the game, to quit. So we'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon as well. Tulane has a big game this weekend. Look, this could be a weekend when all of the local teams lose. It could also be a great weekend when all of the local teams win. I think there's a lot of added pressure right now on Brian Kelly, because he's been there long enough to have his real signature on this LSU Tigers team. And they don't look as strong as a lot of people thought they might look at this point under Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly's got a $95 million 10-year contract, and he's going to get paid. If they fire him, he's going to get paid. So is Brian Kelly still that passionate about the game? I hope he is. Are you seeing it? Well, we'll give you a chance to talk about that later. We'll also talk a little bit about the history of Friday the 13th. Governor Landry says that a task force is going to look into the sewage system in New Orleans and the sewage and drainage problems. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, come on. You know, take a look at it. John Bon Jovi helped save a woman from jumping off a bridge in Nashville. We'll tell you that story. A teen was shot in the face by a city council member in Colorado after walking onto the property to take a homecoming photograph. You know, it sounds like one of these guys, and man, they got a lot of them in Colorado. It sounds like one of these guys who thinks that he can do whatever he wants with his gun, and you can't go on his property. And if you go on his property, you can be shot. You know, that's a mentality that sends a lot of people to prison. And if any of you have that mentality, you better find a way to deal with it. I mean, get therapy. Because if your attitude is you got a gun and you can shoot anybody who steps on your property, if you do, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. Don't get mad at me because I don't make up the laws. But that's the law. So anyway, we'll mention that story as well. According to a new survey, young women are more liberal than they have been in decades. And that's interesting. Taylor Swift has endorsed Kamala Harris. Not a surprise. But, you know, a lot of young people are going to vote for Kamala Harris because of Taylor Swift. A lot of people registered to vote because of Taylor Swift. Now, the problem is the youth vote talks a big game, but they don't get out and vote in mass numbers. So politicians generally don't care about the youth vote. They should. There have been times when the youth vote has meant more than it has in say, recent decades. But if the youth vote gets out there and vote, Kamala Harris is going to win. But we don't know if they're going to actually get out there and vote. We got to talk about the eating pets. I mean, to me, that's just that's hysterical. It's so funny. But yet, there are people who believe this absolute lie that has no facts to back it up. So, see, I find that funny. So, to me, that's not real serious politics. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hocus, our senior producer, he is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Yeah, welcome back. Did you have a good trip to Dallas?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice time covering the hurricane?
Well, I mean, to say it was a nice time would maybe not be the right way to put it.
What about all those snacks that we picked up for you?
There were a few snacks, but, you know, a lot of those snacks, they look good, but, you know, I'm not going to...
Well, some of that stuff I got just because I knew you'd like it.
Yeah. I brought some... Thank you for that. Well, you knew I wouldn't eat it. Look, there were a couple of things.
You didn't want to eat those tiny cucumbers?
No, there were some... I didn't see those.
The tiny cucumbers. They're in the fridge. They're still in there.
I'll go take a look.
Why don't you and I have some tiny cucumbers after the show today?
There were some freeze-dried apple chips.
Yeah, pretty tasty.
I brought my own snacks because I know...
That's good.
Yeah, that in radio, they don't always provide the best snacks. But look, they had snacks. I did a video back behind the scenes during the coverage of the storm. And again, it's on the SOTA Facebook page. We'll get some comments from that coming up. I also wrote a blog about lessons that can be learned from Hurricane Francine. And it seems like every storm offers lessons for us. The question is, will we learn those lessons?
Mm-hmm.
Ian had plans to go to Dallas.
Pre-existing things.
Yeah, to go to Green Day.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, this storm just popped up. So Ian was able to maintain his plans, and we were able to cover the storm. And really, for the greater New Orleans area, with the exception of Kenner and a few spotted areas, we did okay.
I'm glad. I knew you would. You know, I was here with Diane late on Tuesday getting everything ready, and it's not like it was at the bottom of the ocean. Like, I had my phone and my computer with me the whole time. If anybody needed anything, I was going to be there. I just wasn't going to be in the building. But, you know, it's the first time since 2006 that I haven't been here for hurricane coverage.
Yeah, you know,
18 years.
I haven't missed one hurricane. When you're used to doing it and you're not there, it's different. And there's kind of that urge that you have. You know, they say that if you lose a limb, you know, you still have the instincts of still having that limb. And I'm still sure that even though you weren't here physically, that you kind of had instincts of thinking about the storm and worrying about the storm.
Yeah, I did. I was emotionally prepared, you know, as late as, you know, Wednesday morning for my flight to be canceled or something else to go wrong. You know, I'm just going to have to go see them another time. But it didn't work out that way. So, yeah, I missed you. I'm glad everything went well. And here we go.
How was the concert?
Brother, you really want to know? People don't want to hear about this right now.
Very, very. Yeah, I want to hear about it. I wonder, was it? I mean, you're a big Green Day fan.
It's a moment without words. It was phenomenal. It was the best concert I've ever seen in my life. It's the 30th anniversary of Dookie. They're like, you know, big album that put them on the map in 1994. It's also the 20th anniversary of American Idiot. And I don't think maybe we give American Idiot as much credence as we should for the sort of impact that it had the year that it came out in 2004. Like, a lot of those songs, I think in a way became kind of Katrina anthems. This is why Green Day and U2 did the collab, you know, going into the first Saints game after Katrina. Like, that really was Green Day's moment. And the sort of eloquence and virtuosity that they deployed on that album, and that still is on stage with them today as they're performing that album from end to end, is sublime. It's my generation's finest work. It's my generation's Gimme Shelter. It's my generation's Sgt. Pepper's, in a way. I mean, you know, it's just like, it's a touchstone piece of art that will never be equaled.
Well, and there are other albums and other groups that are exactly that for other people in your generation. But I understand your point.
And none like this.
When you were, well, I
you,
mean,
you come with the king, you better not miss.
It's subjective. You know, I mean, your judgment of Green Day is subjective. I mean, you can think it's wonderful, but you know, not everybody's into that. But for you, I'm not taking I'm not taking anything away from you, but I'm simply saying that
being stubborn on purpose.
I don't care. When I talk about great concerts, it's not just the music. It's not just the band, but it's what the band means to you, mm-hmm. or it's the moment of the concert. Like the best concert I ever went to throughout my career, Stones and everybody, was Duran Duran, 1984, Baton Rouge. And it was just that moment of where they were on the pop culture charts, not only musically, but just, you know, in every way. And so for you, having grown up with Green Day was a band that you latched on because for whatever reason they spoke to you when you were coming of age. And a lot of people have those bands and those artists that just spoke to them when they were coming of age. And that's a relationship that lasts forever.
What's also kind of remarkable about that is that there's a huge multi-generational appeal there. I mean, you saw a lot of sort of, you know, older Gen Xers, older millennials, and there's small children at that concert, and everybody knows every word to every song. I was in the pit, man. We got a ticket upgrade at kind of the last minute, so I was just like, you know, maybe 10 feet away from the stage or something. It was awesome.
Was there any moshing?
Yeah, there was moshing. There was moshing and surfing, people going over your head and stuff all the time.
I think that's something that generation misses. You know, because that defined that generation. And man, I can go into analyzing the mosh pit from someone from a completely different generation. But, you know, I looked at that, and because it was so unusual, I really studied that and felt like this is such an interesting thing that this generation is saying. You know, it was a way of, at a time when young people were more isolated than ever, it was a time when the mosh pit was a physical connection with other people, mm-hmm. even though the slam dancing, even though the bumping into each other was kind of violent. You know, you do that in a country bar and somebody's going to want to punch you. But there was some kind of subliminal, subconscious agreement with that generation that, mm-hmm. man, I'm going to slam into you, but man, we're just making contact. We're just contacting each other. Stage diving was having faith that somebody would catch you. Mm-hmm. At a Soul Asylum concert once, I saw somebody who was stage diving. They weren't caught, and they hit the concrete floor and came up with a bloody head. But for the most part, if you were there stage diving, you were caught. Crowd surfing is just, it's a community action that's going on in the mosh pit. So, you know, a couple of years ago, I went to a Weezer concert at Champion Square, and I remember that one, saw some people who were like maybe 35, close to 40, and they're kind of mocking slam dancing, but it's like they really wanted to do it. And so I totally understand that young generation that is now older, I clearly understand why they want to do that, because it's part of who they were.
Yeah. Yeah, the moshing I like to think about it as like it's a way to exercise violence against people, but in a way that is disconnected from hate or anger or derision or anything. It's special in that way. I don't know anything else quite like that.
And all of that music was about angst.
Yeah.
It was about the angst of a young generation. And so, you know, you can manifest your angst and manifest your anger, but yet, you know, you're not going to get into a fight. And I really thought for a young generation, my son was part of that generation, I thought that was a very special time and a very special action.
Last thing I'll say about this. Drinks at ballparks are too damn expensive.
All right,
and somebody needs to do something about
this. Give me a price.
One can, one 12-ounce can of Cutwater is $18 at Dallas Love Field.
Wow.
$18 for a 12-ounce can of Cutwater? You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, you know, they almost encourage you to try to sneak stuff in.
They really do. And I gotta know, it's not like we're at the movie theater where it's like the margins on movie theaters have been small for a century and everybody makes their money at the concession stand. I know that. Are you telling me that the people that operate Dallas Love Field are working on such a slim margin, they gotta charge charging me $18 for a can of Cutwater that probably retails at $2.50? What are we doing here? What is this?
I bet if you had a dollar for every time Billy Joe Armstrong dropped the F-bomb, you would have been able to afford that.
He was on good behavior.
Oh, really?
He wasn't like, well, because it's the big stadium tour, you know, it's more of a sell. Like the smaller venues, he'll take time to kind of curse at you and talk to the audience a little bit. But this was, hey, we got a lot of material to cover tonight.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, 100,000 people here, whatever. So the F-bombs were at least lyrics. But, you know, I've seen him in the past where he's like, you know, a little more profane than that.
I'm glad it was satisfying for you. All right. It is a free-for-all Friday. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. It's Friday the 13th. Is everything going okay? Have you had any bad luck today? Now, here's the deal with Friday the 13th. If something bad happens to you today, you're going to blame it on Friday the 13th, and you're going to remember that forever. Yeah, that happened on Friday the 13th. But whatever happened to you on Friday the 13th, today or any other Friday the 13th, could happen to you on any day. But you wouldn't blame it on Friday the 13th. So I think people create their own negativity by believing that Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. I'm Scoot. We will be right back on Free for All Friday on WWL.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Man, it was so hard to watch the replay of that hit last night. Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua was running for first down, and Bills safety DeMar Hamlin was there. And instead of sliding, what Tua did, and this is to his credit, man, he put his head down and he just crashed into the chest of Hamlin. Hamlin didn't seem to do anything wrong at all, and he must feel terribly about what happened, even though it wasn't his fault. But he, Tua fell to the ground, and one doctor analyzed his fencing posture and said that the involuntary arm movement, known as a fencing posture, occurs after a traumatic brain injury. You know, two seasons ago, Tua had multiple concussions, and I think he missed a couple of games in 2020. He's 26 years old. In July, he agreed to a four-year extension with the Dolphins worth $212.4 million. That includes $1.67 million guaranteed. Now, the Dolphins have already paid him $43 million. If he's medically cleared to return to football and decides to retire, he's going to lose the $124 million. It's guaranteed. If he's medically forced to retire, then he has the right to collect $124 million. So I think I know what I would do if I were him. So we'll have to see. I think it would be good for the NFL if they force him to retire. Even though somebody's going to have to pay that money, Dolphins are going to have to pay that money. There are so many cases where people just play too long, and we're paying more attention to it now. And players are stronger, and they move faster, and they're tougher. And in some ways, I think they're meaner. I can't believe that there are still so many targeting calls when the players know you can't target, but they do it anyway. And I think that comes from a spirit inside of just being violent. I know there's some exceptions to that, but that's just a general observation. But I think it would be good for the NFL if they do force him to retire. So, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday. We're going to get to some of your text here in just a moment. Let's go to CJ in Natchez. CJ, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. What's up there, Scoot? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, CJ.
This is your number one whistling fan, Clyde, CJ. But, I do want to say something about the Haitians real quick here. I have a lot of Haitian friends. I'm an African-American man.
Okay.
And I have two really good friends. One is a business partner of mine who's one of the investors on a project I did for kids called A Habit's Not Enough about teenage pregnancy, STDs, and gang violence. Then I got another one that's an NBA star, 17 years ex-NBA star who was not supposed to walk, but I direct this show called The Able Show about, 95% of people on the show have a disability, and he volunteers his time as a host on the show. And to say all of that is to say, I'm kind of embarrassed for that whole thing that happened. And I can just imagine, they trying to play it off and express themselves that's not, what they do and stuff like that. And it's kind of embarrassing because it's like there was a time they say we as black people had tails, And that stuff don't ever go away. It's a subliminal message. You can't unring the bell because once it's out there, it's out there. And if you're trying to defend yourself on something that is just not true. And let's go this last one, Scoot. The gentleman that called Miss Harris Campbell face and all this kind of stuff the other day. I would be ashamed if I was him. I think it's a shame as a grown man because the traits of the family become the tendencies of a kid, and I would not want to be part of that man's family if my dad act that way. So I just say, to you and to the people out there, we got to stop this, guys. This stuff, even though it was funny, there's some funny stuff that I saw at this school that was hilarious, But yeah. I have to think about the sensitivity of the people that they're talking about.
CJ, I really appreciate your sentiment. It's a very cool attitude. I think you're right about that. I don't know that it's going to change, but I think that's the right attitude. Tell me how you described yourself in the very beginning when we first went to you.
I am an African American.
No, before that.
Oh, Clyde Jones. I'm actually the Soul Glow man from Coming to America. I'm the whistler I whistle some stuff with Irene Cara. I knew Irene Cara and Olivia Newton-John. So I'm an actor.
You're like a professional whistler.
Yeah, you remember, I think I whistled to you one time. I don't know why I whistled happy birthday to somebody, but you were telling me about somebody else that whistled. But I whistled Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Stevie Wonder, the National Anthem, the Negro National Anthem. I whistled all that. People pay me to come whistle, too.
Well, listen, just take a moment. It's Free for All Friday. Why don't you take a moment and whistle Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Okay, here we go. We'll go give you some of that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little bit of it.
Okay.
Thank you. anyway, yeah.
Nice job, CJ. That was epic. Right.
Everybody like that.
Man, you've got garage doors opening up throughout the area. That was awesome,
yeah,
CJ.
Yeah, man.
And listen, I love your thoughts on how we can change, and I appreciate that, and have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
CJ. You think a guy's going to call me and tell me he's a whistler, and I'm not going to have him whistle on the show?
Got to have him whistle.
There's no way. All right, let's do a couple of fast text messages.
Text that says, a lot of people talking about concerts right now. Here's one that says, the best concert of my life was seeing Fela Kuti at Tips in the 1980s. I wasn't 100% aware of who he was and what he represented back then. I just loved African music. He was touring with his band Egypt 80 at the time, and like a witch doctor, he hypnotized the whole room. It was magical, a hot, sweaty summer night in a packed room with the father of Afrobeat doing his thing.
Wow, that sounds kind of magical and mystical,
too. Fela Kuti would be huge, man. That'd be huge, huge, huge. A number of people are reminding us that Damar Hamlin is the guy that almost died a couple years ago. He took a hit to the chest and like had to be revived on the field.
That sounded familiar.
So it's kind of strangely ironic that now he's on the other end of this sort of ugly injury for
even if that wasn't him, that person who was involved in that had to feel badly about it, even though it wasn't their fault. But yeah, I knew that name sounded familiar.
Here's a text that says, with all the problems this city has with flooding, it'd be great if homeowners and commercial lawn services would stop blowing all the grass clippings into the street instead of picking them up and disposing of them. It all goes right down the storm drains and clogs them up. Just something to bring up to your listening audience. Scoot, listen to you every day. Love the show. Love your love for our great city of New Orleans. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I appreciate that, Mike. And you know what? That's a really good idea because, you know, instead of picking it up, which is what we used to do, I used to do that when I used to cut my grass, I wouldn't blow stuff into the street, but that's the easy way out. You just blow it into the street. Maybe there should be some ordinances against that. I'm not for more laws, but, you know, that might be a good ordinance.
And I'll leave you with this one. Today's Friday the 13th. This texter says, I asked my then high school sweetheart to marry me on March Friday the 13th, 2009. And you'll never believe it, but she said yes. And we got married on March 27th, 2010. And we've been together ever since.
That's awesome. So you see, Friday the 13th is not an unlucky day. Unless you turn it into an unlucky day. If you're on hold, hang on. If you send us a text, hang on. We'll get to more of your texts. And also, I'm gonna go to the website, not the website. We're gonna go to the Scoot on the Facebook page and get some of your comments and some of the things that we have posted. I wrote a blog titled "Hurricane Francine Should Teach Us Some Important Lessons." There are some important lessons to learn from Hurricane Francine. The question is, will we learn the lessons? And we'll talk about that and more. It's posted at WWL.com and also on SOTA Facebook.
Scoot on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. Join us on the Oakwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870.
Taylor Swift has endorsed Kamala Harris. No surprise, but is it going to really have an impact? A lot of young people, some of them are actually old enough to vote. Yeah, some of Taylor Swift's fans are old enough to vote. They will follow her. And some of her fans, many of her fans, will vote for Kamala Harris because she's endorsing Kamala Harris. Is that going to change the outcome of the election? Only if a lot of young people vote. But if just Taylor Swift fans vote, I don't know. I don't think as many fans as Taylor Swift has, I don't think Taylor Swift has the power to change the outcome of the election. Even if all of her fans vote for Kamala Harris, I don't think that's going to change the election results. But if young people vote en masse, that is going to change the election results. Also, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, it was on this day in 2009 that Taylor Swift won the Best Female Video at the MTV Video Awards. And Kanye West came on the stage and just took over the microphone. You remember when this happened? Explaining that Beyonce deserved the award for single ladies. This was the first time that most of us realized that Kanye West was a piece of crap. I mean, the ego of this man is massive. To take the stage and to just grab the mic, that was just so inappropriate. But he did it anyway. And it happened on this day in 2009. All right, let's get to a few more calls. Let's go to Steve in Mississippi. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Scoot. How about yourself?
I'm good.
I just wanted to say, you know, you were talking about Mosh Pit and Ian's Generation and all of that, but I am a 65-year-old original punk rocker who this March had a bucket list trip to Glasgow, Scotland to see a punk band called Stiff Little Fingers. They're from Ireland.
Yeah.
And every St. Patrick's Day for the last 30 years, they've played this place called the Barrel Inn Ballrooms, and we call it the Pilgrimage, because that word fans, that's where you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
So I finally got over there, and as a 65-year-old man with my 17-year-old grandson right next to me, we were on the rail both nights in the mosh pit having the time of our life.
That is so awesome. You know, when that was going on, I talked about this openly on the air, and there were people who criticized me for allowing my son to go into the mosh pit. And, you know, I mean, as long as he knew the rules and was careful, you know, I didn't care, because that was part of his generation. It was their way of expressing themselves. And, you know, I wasn't going to rob him of that. And so I'm glad he did it, and I'm sure he has fond memories of doing that, and you created a great memory for your 17-year-old grandson. I think that's a really, really cool thing.
Thank you, Scoop. Appreciate
All right, Steve,
it.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Let's go to Stephen in Covington. Stephen, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoop.
Yes.
I'd like to run for president, and not sure how to get my voice heard. Everybody in this country.
Well, you want to run for president. Why do you think you should be president? Why, I guess the first question is, why would you want to be president? I hope it's because you care about America.
It is because I care about America, and I'm an average person, and the average people are tired of hearing all this nonsense that we're getting.
Yeah. So how do you break through? Is that the question?
Yeah, how do I break through and get my voice heard on my opinion on fixing everything?
Yeah. Well, this show could be a start. You know, we can't get into it.
You asked me one question, Scoot.
Yeah.
I'll fix the border, Scoot. You want to hear how I fix the border, Scoot?
Sure.
All these people come across the border, they're running from something. If it's a drug cartel, declare war on the drug cartel day one and send these people back home. That way they have a home to go to instead of running from their home.
Well, that was what Kamala Harris was supposed to do. She was supposed to try to figure out what was going on in these other countries that would cause people to not want to leave the country. And not only, I don't think it happened, but not only that, that's not going to be an easy fix. I mean, it sounds really good on paper, but that's not going to be easy to do. I don't know if the U.S. can declare war on an entity like the cartel. You know, I think our declarations of war are more against nations. So, you know, I think it's an interesting idea, Stephen. And look, I would encourage you to find ways to get your voice out there. There's YouTube and social media is a great way to try to start doing it.
Hold on, Scoot. You there?
Yeah.
Yes, we declare war on ISIS. We declare war on them. And the money they were sending to Ukraine, I looked it up. I want to say it was around 50 billion or something we sent to Ukraine, and the amount of people we got, it cost my household $1,400 for all this Ukraine war. And that's just my own household.
Yeah.
And that's well, average of about 230 million Americans, 18 and older, paying taxes, costing us $1,400 a household for Ukraine.
Well, if you're,
doesn't
if
make
you're,
sense.
If
we
you're,
don't even know why. We don't even know why we're at war. The
yeah,
we
do. Yeah, we know.
Everybody else,
Stephen, we know why we're. We know why we're at war. We're at war to protect democracy.
To protect who?
Democracy. Maybe you heard of it. It used to work.
No, I never even heard of. I heard of Ukraine, but the average person in America couldn't find Ukraine on the map.
That's not
the war.
That's not the fault of America. That's your fault for not being familiar with Ukraine.
No. The average
well, Stephen, I'll tell you,
Ukraine
boy, I tell you what, if you run for president, I'd love a chance to interview you when you think you're on top of the world, because it sounds like it would be pretty easy to attack some of your ideas.
You never played Risk as a kid?
I mean,
I learned where Ukraine is when I was like seven, man. Come
never
on.
Never played Risk. So, Stephen, if your issues are the border and getting out of Ukraine, there are a hell of a lot of people who are a lot bigger than you who are already talking about that. You better come up with something new if you want to run for president. I'm Scoot. It is Free for All Friday. And if you're on hold, we'll get to more of your calls. We've got more of your texts to get to coming up in the next hour. And I want to share some thoughts on the lessons we should learn from Hurricane Francine. And right now, come on, we got to be positive. Even if you're dealing with flooding in Kenner, even if you're just dealing with damage in Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish, if Hurricane Francine was really devastating for you, you can deal with it. But just stay positive and just take it one day at a time. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2019, just a few years ago, that Eddie Money died of esophageal cancer. He was 70 years old. I loved Eddie Money, but I mean, man, the guy was wasted. Like, every time I saw him, he was wasted. At one time backstage in Denver, I've told this story, Eddie Money was so trashed, he needed me to help him get to the bathroom. I didn't stay, but I led him to the bathroom. I'm poor, and he's a big guy, and I'm not a big guy. And I'm like, helping Eddie Money. Come on, Eddie. It's over here. Right there. Don't take it out yet, Eddie. It's over here. Anyway, I'm sorry that he had passed away, but that happened on this day in 2019. Okay, much still to come, and we're going to get into a little bit of politics, but I consider the politics that we're going to get into this afternoon kind of fun, because it's stuff that, I mean, you couldn't even make this up if you tried, like kidnapping and eating pets. Oh, we're going to be all over that coming up on WWL.
Scoot on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Join us on the Oakwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870.
Taylor Swift has endorsed Kamala Harris. No surprise, but is it going to really have an impact? A lot of young people, some of them are actually old enough to vote. Yeah, some of Taylor Swift's fans are old enough to vote. They will follow her. And some of her fans, many of her fans, will vote for Kamala Harris because she's endorsing Kamala Harris. Is that going to change the outcome of the election? Only if a lot of young people vote. But if just Taylor Swift fans vote, I don't know. I don't think as many fans as Taylor Swift has, I don't think Taylor Swift has the power to change the outcome of the election. Even if all of her fans vote for Kamala Harris, I don't think that's going to change the election results. But if young people vote en masse, that is going to change the election results. Also, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2009 that Taylor Swift won the Best Female Video at the MTV Video Awards. And Kanye West came on the stage and just took over the microphone. You remember when this happened? Explaining that Beyonce deserve the award for single ladies. This was the first time that most of us realized that Kanye West was a piece of crap. I mean, the ego of this man is massive. To take the stage and to just grab the mic, that was just so inappropriate. But he did it anyway. And it happened on this day in 2009. All right, let's get to a few more calls. Let's go to Steve in Mississippi. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Scoot. How about yourself?
I'm good.
I just wanted to say, you know, you were talking about Mosh Pit and Ian's Generation and all of that, but I am a 65-year-old original punk rocker who this March had a bucket list trip to Glasgow, Scotland to see a punk band called Stiff Little Fingers. They're from Ireland.
Yeah.
And every St. Patrick's Day for the last 30 years, they've played this place called the Barrel Inn Ballrooms. And we call it the Pilgrimage because that word fans, that's where you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
So I finally got over there. And as a 65-year-old man with my 17-year-old grandson right next to me, we were on the rail both nights in the mosh pit having the time of our life.
That is so awesome. You know, when that was going on, I talked about this openly on the air, and there were people who criticized me for allowing my son to go into the mosh pit. And, you know, I mean, as long as he knew the rules and was careful, you know, I didn't care because that was part of his generation. It was their way of expressing themselves. And, you know, I wasn't going to rob him of that. And so I'm glad he did it, and I'm sure he has fond memories of doing that, and you created a great memory for your 17-year-old grandson. I think that's a really, really cool thing.
Thank you, Scoop. Appreciate
All right, Steve.
It.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Let's go to Stephen in Covington. Stephen, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoop.
Yes.
I'd like to run for president, and not sure how to get my voice heard, everybody in this country.
Well, you want to run for president. Why do you think you should be president? Why, I guess the first question is, why would you want to be president? I hope it's because you care about America.
It is because I care about America, and I'm an average person, and the average people are tired of hearing all this nonsense that we're getting.
Yeah. So how do you break through? Is that the question?
Yeah, how do I break through and get my voice heard on my opinion on fixing everything?
Yeah. Well, this show could be a start. You know, we can't get into it.
You asked me one question, Scoot.
Yeah.
I'll fix the border, Scoot. You want to hear how I fix the border, Scoot?
Sure.
All these people come across the border, they're running from something. If it's a drug cartel, declare war on the drug cartel day one and send these people back home. That way they have a home to go to instead of running from their home.
Well, that was what Kamala Harris was supposed to do. She was supposed to try to figure out what was going on in these other countries that would cause people to not want to leave the country. And not only, I don't think it happened, but not only that, that's not going to be an easy fix. I mean, it sounds really good on paper, but that's not going to be easy to do. I don't know if the U.S. can declare war on an entity like the cartel. You know, I think our declarations of war are more against nations. So, you know, I think it's an interesting idea, Stephen. And look, I would encourage you to find ways to get your voice out there. There's YouTube and social media is a great way to try to start doing it.
Hold on, Scoot. You there?
Yeah.
Yes, we declare war on ISIS. We declare war on them. And the money they were sending to Ukraine, I looked it up. I want to say it was around 50 billion or something we sent to Ukraine, and the amount of people we got, it cost my household $1,400 for all this Ukraine war. And that's just my own household.
Yeah.
And that's well, average of about 230 million Americans, 18 and older, paying taxes, costing us $1,400 a household for Ukraine.
Well,
we don't even know why we're at war.
We know why we're at war. We're at war to protect democracy.
To protect who?
Democracy. Maybe you heard of it. It used to work.
No, I've never even heard of. I heard of Ukraine, but the average person in America couldn't find Ukraine on the map before the war.
That's not the fault of America. That's your fault for not being familiar with Ukraine.
No.
Well, Stephen, I'll tell you, boy, I tell you what, if you run for president, I'd love a chance to interview you when you think you're on top of the world, because it sounds like it would be pretty easy to attack some of your ideas.
You never played Risk as a kid?
I mean,
I learned where Ukraine is when I was like seven, man. Come on.
Never played Risk. So, Stephen, if your issues are the border and getting out of Ukraine, there are a hell of a lot of people who are a lot bigger than you who are already talking about that. You better come up with something new if you want to run for president. I'm Scoot. It is Free for All Friday. And if you're on hold, we'll get to more of your calls. We've got more of your texts to get to coming up in the next hour. And I want to share some thoughts on the lessons we should learn from Hurricane Francine. And right now, come on, we got to be positive. Even if you're dealing with flooding in Kenner, even if you're just dealing with damage in Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish, if Hurricane Francine was really devastating for you, you can deal with it. But just stay positive and just take it one day at a time. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2019, just a few years ago, that Eddie Money died of esophageal cancer. He was 70 years old. I loved Eddie Money, but I mean, man, the guy was wasted. Like, every time I saw him, he was wasted. One time backstage in Denver, I've told this story, Eddie Money was so trashed, he needed me to help him get to the bathroom. I didn't stay, but I led him to the bathroom. I'm poor, and he's a big guy, and I'm not a big guy. And I'm like, helping Eddie Money. Come on, Eddie, it's over here. Right there. Don't take it out yet, Eddie. It's over here. Anyway, I'm sorry that he had passed away, but that happened on this day in 2019. Okay, much still to come, and we're going to get into a little bit of politics, but I consider the politics that we're going to get into this afternoon kind of fun, because it's stuff that, I mean, you couldn't even make this up if you tried, like kidnapping and eating pets. Oh, we're going to be all over that coming up on WWL.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.